Anybody have any comments they want to share about working with realtors? Anybody working with realtors have any difficulties or found different ways to get in with them?
How can you tell who's top in their field? How can you tell one?
Can we tell who's the top in the field? Go to the MLS, get your top 25 buyers, top 25 sellers. They'll tell you. Yeah, you go to the you can either call the multiple listing service or you can call the local board of realtors in that area. One or the other. It is actually in the multiple listing service. You could if you knew one. She said you couldn't, but you couldn't have a realtor go get it for you. And I said you could if you knew a realtor to go get it. Anybody else want to share any insights about realtors?
I do work with realtors, and I'm grateful that I've formed some good relationships with the realtors. And
how'd you start forming them at the beginning?
In the beginning, well, the first relationship I formed was she actually sold my primary residence for me, and I was looking for a house, and she found me a house. And at that point, at the end of the closing, I was very happy for what she did, and I just handed her a $100 bill and said, "I really appreciate your time, the extra work. If you can find me a property that I can do as an investment." And I told her what I want to do, single family, something that needs some work, something I can buy under market value, bring it to me, and she did.
Nice.
Made a lot of money. I mean, it worked out. And there's a lot of real estate stories I can tell. But
yeah, give us a couple. You got another one? What were you going to originally tell us?
I'm losing my train of thought right now.
Okay. Anyone else? Jack. We got three Johns in our office.
That's right.
I can
speak from a investor buyer as well as a realtor, and although a very small portion of my business is brokerage, but hey, don't beat the guy's commission down, you know,
yeah.
Who he or she, the broker. It might be, every once in a while the broker may get quote an easy deal, but that makes up for the one that they work their, we're on tape here, I can't say they work their butts off that they don't get paid for, so it's a numbers game for them, and just paying them, like he said, hey, that was great. You know, give them an extra $100 or something. Not you have to do that, but
help you stand out.
But you shouldn't. Don't try to squeeze them for the $500 repairs that you're doing. So
yeah, because you're not going to go back to that investor the next time you have a good property, right?
Exactly. And I know I'm a broker, and I'll go through multiple listing, and I have a standard deal. I tell the people, the other brokers, if I find the property through multiple listing, if I find it, I'll go and I'll ask for the commission. However, if you find it and if you get it and you call me, I'm your client. I don't want any of your commission and so forth. So basically, if they bring me a deal, you know, I don't co-broke with them.
That's a great point, because I do the same thing. If I'm looking through the MLS and I find somebody else has listed a property that I'm interested in, I tell them I'm your client. I don't want your commission.
Yep.
Is there one over here? Two.
I think there's a lot to be said for just working with a couple of realtors rather than trying to deal with everybody in town. To focus on two really good guys and pay them well, like Jack was saying.
Yeah, you can focus on a couple, but you know they're going to come and go, and you will get two, three, four, and five in your, I call them horses. You'll have two, three, or four, or five horses that are going to do really well for you, but in the same time, you'll have ones coming in and out, in and out, in and out all the time. This lady had a comment.
Hi, in working with a realtor, again, new ones you mentioned are a good source because they don't know enough yet and they'll go work for you.
They'll chase anything.
Right. But if you want to work with experienced agents, you want agents that are familiar with multifamily housing, and a lot of agents, depending upon their turfs, don't really know
it. If that's what you're going for, right.
Yeah. But the big thing is if you want to be on their A-list, is to respond quickly.
Yep.
Be able to perform and make decisions quickly. Or else you quickly drop to the B or the C list, because they'll call the people who are going to get back to them.
Because they want to know. They want to know what's going on. It's their business. They want to know if they get a deal or not. Because if you're not doing the deal with them, then there's another agent that's looking at the same deal too. That might have a buyer that's going to come in and take that right out from under the agent. So you got to be quick.
That's one thing I've been breaking my head trying to figure out how to get access to the MLS, more for direct mail outs.
You have to get your license.
So my but wouldn't that would be the? There's no other way around that. My license. I don't mind getting the license, but I just think it's
to
kind
get
of
into
a
all the different areas that you want to get into in the MLS, you need a license. Licenses aren't a hindrance.
Do you have any idea, being having your company, how much it costs once I do have the license and getting it out of my home? on the internet?
Every state's different, but in Massachusetts, it's going to cost you approximately $250 for the school. It's going to cost you $100 to take the test. Then it's going to cost you $300 to become a member of the Board of Realtors, and then it's going to cost you $90 every quarter for your MLS dues. So that's what is it? Your initial investment's about $500. One deal. Not only that, you can get the listings from the people, from the ones that you can't buy. Back there.
I just want to make sure I understood what you said a second ago. And if you're calling as a buyer, although you have your brokerage license, you're calling on through the MLS, and the person you're calling is the listing agent.
Yes.
Do you take a bite of that?
No.
Deal?
No, never, because I want the deal. I want them to come to me. They're not going to come to me. I want them. Not only do I want that deal, I want future deals. So if they think that I'm going to be buying it through my company and taking half the commission, they're not going to give me future deals. They're going to go down their list of their own investors. Yeah, he just said, you know, why worry about the 2,000 if you're going to make 20?
I just want to make sure I understand what
you're
saying.
Yeah, that's what it is. Are you an agent? Or thinking about getting your license? Yeah. I think it's a good move, getting your license and working that way. You'll become known. You'll become the go-to person when there are deals out there.
Yeah. On top of that, Dave, if you forego your commission split, if there's other offers you're competing against, guess who looks the best?
Absolutely.
Whose offer is going to get recommended?
He just said something that's very important, because when you're the listing agent and you've got multiple offers coming in, you're the one that's presenting those offers, all right? And if you've got one where all the offers are equal, but yet you're going to be making a lot more money off of one of them, which one do you think is going to be recommended? The one you're going to make the most money. And shouldn't you do that as a regular course of business if everything else is being equal and you're not being unfair to anybody? Shouldn't you? You should. That's the way you should do business. You should be looking out for yourself. And let's face it, there are some people that may be even less, that may not have scruples. And even if there is a deal that might be better, but because they're making more money, they're going to sway them to your side too. You know, we don't like those people, but if that happens, it happens.
Do you disclose to them right away that you're an agent or a broker, or do you just approach them as a client?
The sellers or the real estate agents?
No, if you're contacting another agent.
Yeah, I let them know. I tell them it's Dave Lindahl from PHP Realty. And I just want you to know I'm interested in you listening, but I don't want any commission. You know, what do I need to do to get into the property?
So, Dave, you pay $300 to join the Board of Realtors, and it's $90 every quarter. So once you do that, what do they give you, a number so you can pull it out of your computer?
Yeah, you can set it up so it's at your house, and you can do all your transactions through there. You don't have to go into the office if you don't want to. That's a beautiful thing. If you're a morning person like me, 4 o'clock in the morning, you can get on the MLS and find out what's been on in the last.
Do you have to hang your license at any particular broker?
Do I personally?
No, do you in general?
You need to, if you're a sales agent, you need to hang your license with a broker. Not any particular broker, but just you have to work under a broker.
Yeah, well, I have my license, but I don't work with anybody.
You've got to be working with a broker in order to get access to the MLS. You've got to be affiliated. Okay. If you get your broker's license, you don't need to be. And in order to get your broker's license, you need to, in Massachusetts anyways, you need to work for a broker for 1 year and have 25 hours average per week. Do you have a question?
Just, are you a broker or an agent?
I am a broker. Yep, I'm a broker. I have had my license since, sales license since 1986. And then when I was buying and selling so many properties, I went and I got my broker's license and I started just selling my own properties. When the market really, we did like 400 deals in our first 4 years. It was incredible. And when the market really appreciated fast and there wasn't as many deals out there, I'm a type A person, I always got to be doing something. And so I thought, well, I got my broker's license, why don't I start selling other people's houses since I was selling my own? So I got a sales force now with 20 agents working for me selling houses. And that's completely systemized as well. Completely. I take maybe one or two calls. When someone's in trouble, I get a call. But other than that I have three major companies, and very rarely do I get called or bothered.